This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel. This month marks the observance of two major religious holidays, Easter and Passover. For families that observe more than one faith, this time of year can be uncomfortable and awkward. But commentator Susan Katz-Miller says life as an interfaith child has its advantages.
I was born almost 40 years ago to a Jewish father and a Protestant mother. On the day I arrived home from the hospital, my mother secretly baptized me in the kitchen sink. She says she doesn't know exactly why she did it. She didn't really think I was going to go to hell. As a new mother, she just wanted to protect me in every way she knew how. A few months later, unaware that I had been baptized, my Protestant grandmother secretly baptized me again in her kitchen sink. My mother and grandmother didn't even admit to each other what they had done until years later. For the rest of my childhood, my mother abided perfectly by her agreement to raise us, her four children, as Jews. She learned to make the lightest and fluffiest matzo balls. She studied Hebrew with our rabbi and came with us to synagogue on the high holy days. She did everything but convert to Judaism. But despite years of Hebrew lessons, a bat mitzvah, and a religious identity as a Jew, I have always felt like an interfaith child, felt my bothness in some profound way. And being both has felt, more often than not, like a good thing. The Reverend Jay Rock, an interfaith child who grew up to be a minister, says that growing up with two religious heritages gives you stereoscopic vision. It enables you to see things through two different lenses, from two points of view, and therefore improves your vision, the way having two eyes does, by giving you more depth of field. As an interfaith child, I've always felt like I embodied positive images, the American melting pot, the global village, hybrid vigor. Did I ever feel confused about religion? Of course. Some of my confusion stemmed from the fact that many Jews do not accept my Jewish identity. Traditionally, Judaism is passed only through the mother, and I have no right to be a Jew. On the other hand, in the Holocaust, Hitler didn't care which parent or grandparent was Jewish. Knowing this, how can an interfaith child not identify with Judaism? Some Jews have argued that we cannot let Hitler dictate who can be a Jew, from his grave, no less. But for half-Jews, and even quarter-Jews, the visceral knowledge that we would have died makes it very hard to feel like non-Jews. As it turned out, I grew up and married a Protestant. Together, we have lived on three continents, in both Muslim and Catholic countries. Our years abroad reinforced my view that many spiritual paths can be valid simultaneously. For my own two children, I have not chosen one religion. Luckily, my children were born just as an independent interfaith movement was starting up in America. Across the country, interfaith families are banding together, determined to provide their children with an education in both religions. My children now attend an interfaith Sunday school with almost 100 other children of interfaith marriage in our community. Like my mother before me, I want to protect my children. I protect them not with secret baptisms, but with full knowledge of both family religions and with pride in their identities as interfaith children.
Susan Katz-Miller, a former Newsweek reporter, is now writing a book on the interfaith movement.